Spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number 3.
Burned out.
Yeah, not a shocker, but Hoffman is hearing it, and teachers, we already have an issue with teachers, and throw coronavirus, the mask fighting, and
Unfortunately, I've been hearing about burnout at all levels, ranging from our teachers to our school principals, school board members, superintendents. I've heard from all parts of the state and different communities that this has been one of the toughest years for our educators professionally.
Yeah, and that's understandable. Now, Gatos, if you're hurt, you're dealing with the nightmare of having very little power but being the talking head of stuff. And you got low pay and people are frustrated. How do you get anybody to want to come here outside of it really being their first job and they're looking to go somewhere else?
I think it's really tough to be a teacher in Arizona. You know, the pay is low. It doesn't seem like anybody has a plan to get the pay up. And I think a lot of teachers say there's no one that's really backing us. I mean, we want to go into the classroom and teach, but we've got a governor who doesn't want masks. And so, you know, we feel a little bit unsafe. I think you're also overworked. I'll give you an example why they're overworked, why they're burned out. Let's say you have, a sixth grade class,
yeah,
and a science teacher is out sick and has COVID. All the other teachers have to go at one point in the day and help teach that class. Now, that usually happens on occasion where a teacher gets ill and has to leave, but you doubled that, or triple it, or quadruple it. There are empty classrooms because there aren't enough teachers. So let's say you have a couple teachers out that are sick with COVID. You've got one teacher that quit because it's just too much. All the other teachers have to fill in for that sixth grade class, and it makes more work for them. They get certain periods during the day where they can lesson plan for the next day. Most teachers aren't getting that. So they got to go home and do it. And that adds to their day. It adds an extra 2 hours to their day or what have you. And that's why they're all burned out. And, you know, I don't know how you're going to fix that, because substitutes, no one is going in and substitute teaching these days, not during this Delta variant.
No.
So that's why you have the teachers that are burned out.
Yeah, well, and I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
One Valley School District has made a big investment in keeping its students and staff healthy.
Of all the things I hear of, masks, yes, if you got the right mask, it's phenomenal. If you don't and you don't wear it right, the reality is it's more just anything else but kind of a nuisance, and it just makes some people feel good. But the thing I have heard more and more about is the filtration system, where money should be poured into. Is the filtration systems across the board.
They have also now installed what are called air scrubbers, and they are in every classroom district-wide. So the scrubbers remove unhealthy particles floating in the air. The district sending us some photos of the installation process. It cost $3 million to install 2,700 of them. The scrubbers are in every classroom, in every office or hallway where an air handler is. That is where you normally see those vents up on the ceiling.
So Dysart's got $3 million to pour into air scrubbers, but I think long term, even when we're past this and it's a little bit more manageable, this is a good investment. But man, you know, the cost is great, but this is, so many people have said, this is the way you tackle something like this. Ventilation is huge.
Yeah, these things work. I've got one in my house. I've got an air scrubber in my house from Howard Air. They work. I've talked to Kevin Howard about this a million times. These things are really, really effective. Now, does it treat COVID? Probably not. But how about the common cold? How about the flu? How about if you have a kid who sneezes into his or her hand and puts his or her hand on another surface? If you've got the air scrubber, you don't have to worry about that. It'll eliminate those germs. So these air scrubbers really, really work. And yeah, I think, you know, the more we hear about COVID and all that kind of stuff, these ventilation and all that kind of thing, it absolutely works. It might be the most important thing that we do.
Yeah. And again, this isn't just a situation where you look around and say, oh, this is just for COVID. Across the board, this is going to be huge, I think. Plus, hey, you know what? You just brought the property value up on everything because you got all those air scrubbers. And there's nothing wrong with bringing up that property value. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, what did Peter say? That that other virus is out there? They're like
RSV.
RSV.
RSV, yeah. I mean, we talked to Governor Jan Brewer. She was sick with that for 2 weeks. Said it was the most sick she'd ever been in her life. It wasn't COVID. She got tested for it. It was that other thing, and it's nasty.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
The gloves come off in the GOP primary.
Oh, listen to this. Oh. Crazies everywhere.
Blake's a fake who supported Obama. No, on Lake, we can't trust her.
Part of a new political ad that slams Republican candidate for governor Kari Lake for donating money to Democratic candidates in the past, like President Barack Obama, while she now links her current campaign to former GOP President Donald Trump.
Lake claims she's a conservative, but how many conservatives do you know who supported Barack Obama? Us either.
Oh. Us either.
It'd be one thing if she were an independent.
Yeah.
Because then it's okay.
Hey, remember, Donald Trump would always talk about how many of those Democrats he used to write checks for all the time. He gave money to Democrats and Republicans, and he would talk about, you were in my office, and you were in my office, and you were in my office asking for money.
Yeah, but he did it for business reasons. I mean, I think he mostly did it for business reasons, but, you know, Kari Lake... The only thing that I found, trying to read about her is she's certainly a conspiracy theorist, which puts a big red flag up for me. And she's so angry. She's always angry. I mean, like, seriously, like a scale 1 to 10, she's a 40. Just really angry about everything. Okay, I know the world is in shambles. I get it. But she hates everything and everybody. And I don't understand her. And, you know... There's not much competition. I know there are a lot of people running on the right for the gubernatorial in the gubernatorial race, but you know, as far as name recognition, I guess she's first because she read a prompter for 30 years. But that doesn't mean you can run the show in Arizona.
No.
But look what happened when we hired an ice cream man. That didn't do anything either.
No. You know, look. Had the coronavirus not come along, we'd be saying, well, we look at Trump as a businessman. Yeah, he's crazy, but, you know, things were good and the ice cream man was handling. But that changed everything. And you find out what leadership looks like. The conspiracy side of things and the angry side of things. And I just feel like so many of them are all trying their best to be a mini Trump and to model themselves after it. And I just don't feel it works. I feel in many cases it's completely disingenuous. The Arizona Daily Download has been brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award. All right, tomorrow night, Quinn, I don't know, Quinn's filling in for us today. He's got in here. Quinn's a Cowboy fan, for those of you guys who don't know.
Boo.
We always make fun of Quinn. Boo. They take the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers
Boo.
On tomorrow. Gambling is coming. Is everybody ready for this? We're going to talk about the NFL sports gambling because I'm telling you guys, I think this is going to change a lot more than people think. We shall discuss it straight ahead.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Oh, man, I tell you what. We'll talk about gambling in a minute because, you know, everybody here is a degenerate. It's the way it is. Lloyd, man. For those of you guys who don't know, Lloyd's a super degenerate. But we're just talking about the cuckoos that are running. And it's interesting because I'm looking at your Gatos Big Q poll, and it's all about, well, you know, cuckoo.
Yep. The Gatos Big Q, it's brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. Take the poll at KTAR.com. I'll be on tomorrow morning with Mike Broomhead at 8:50. All five GOP gubernatorial candidates refused to acknowledge that Joe Biden won Arizona last year. So let's do some predictions, all right? A, all five can't win a general election. B, all five have handed Katie Hobbs an easy win. All five won't get a vote from a single independent. And then I say all of the above and none of the above. 52% say none of the above. 31% say all of the above. If you're a conspiracy theorist and you think this audit is super above board and you don't think Joe Biden won Arizona and you're a Republican, you ain't winning an election. That's not how Arizona rolls. I know there are a lot of Republicans out there that want to see how this audit goes. The audit's a sham. And even Republicans are saying that. So if you're going to come out with, you know, all this, I think in the last election, what did we learn? We learned that a lot of Republicans didn't vote for Trump. Well, we've got like three or four mini Trumps going right now for the governor's office. I don't think that's going to be good for them. So, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know much about Katie Hobbs other than she hates the audit. I don't know how far left she is. I have no idea. I just know that these other candidates for the GOP are proving to be far right.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
And again, we're going to talk to former Governor Jan Brewer, who's held the position, is going to join us later. We're going to touch on it a little bit about this because I want to ask her about, you know, I mean, normally you go and you pander to the base, as you do. But you kind of try to get, okay, you know that the 80% of the people are center left, center right, and you try to get as much as you possibly can and gather that center section that really kind of have switches sides on a whim. That's what you're looking for. Nowadays, I don't know if that's always true, so it'll be interesting to talk to her. All right, Gatos, tomorrow, first of all, how did your did you do your picks for your football team?
Oh, I can't wait for the NFL. Tomorrow's opening night. I did my fantasy draft. I got Kyler Murray in the fifth round. I'm pumped, man.
Pumped. Who was your first pick?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
And he's going to play, obviously, for Tennessee against the Cardinals in the first game of the season.
Yeah. Gambling kicks off here in earnest and across the country in a lot of ways tomorrow night that many of these, you know, things are really getting started. And I kept telling Pablo yesterday, the one thing that has changed is so much of this, the gambling world, the money's so big, and everybody realized that, and everybody knows they do it, so let's just stop. And that's, you know, the people that always fought the hardest were the people that were like, hey, it's Vegas, we don't want you to gamble, because we want you to gamble here, and you know, and the government couldn't track you, you know, if you took your money offshore. But one thing has happened, and you've seen it with the meme stocks and many things like this, is it's called gamification. And that's what gambling is going to be now, with the advent of what you do in your fantasy football and everything else. Fantasy baseball kicked it off, is now gotten to the point where it is a situation where it's like March Madness. A lot of time now you throw in gamification, where it's easy to go out and bet on stuff and pay tons of attention to all the games, even though you may only have one player over here, but, oh, there's a good chance for me to bet, and it's simple to do because I've got an app to do it. It's going to be crazy, I think, how big the revenue is going to be with this stuff.
You know, I'm not a big gambler. So when I go to Vegas, I usually don't play roulette, or, you know, maybe I'll do a couple, you know, maybe a couple bucks here on the slot machine. I'm just not good at it, so I don't do it. It doesn't really interest me that much. But here's the thing. The NFL is smart. The NFL, and I'm going to just kind of piggyback a point you made. The NFL saw what March Madness does. Anyone and everyone gets a bracket.
Yeah.
And they fill it in. And you know how many college basketball players they can name? Zero.
Yeah.
It's just about throwing 10 bucks in. And it gets you into a game, let's say between Duke and West Virginia, two teams you don't know, you don't care about, but you've picked West Virginia to beat Duke, and you have a dollar on it, it makes it more interesting. It's kind of like fantasy football. You know, a lot of fantasy football, you could be in a fantasy football league where you just throw 20 bucks in. I have a friend who's in a fantasy league. He throws $3,000 in with 10 other people. And so, you know, it's that it makes it more interesting. And here's the thing. When you watch the game tomorrow, what you're going to see are commercials. They're going to be, I think each game gets six commercials with sports books.
Mm-hmm.
They get it during the pregame and one per quarter and one at halftime. So you're going to actually see these commercials, and you'll be able to say, okay, I think I'd like to partake in it in a wager, and you can find it. You know, you go get the app and all that kind of stuff. It really is going to – I think it makes things more interesting. But for me, I'm a very light gambler. Yeah. I don't like to throw my money away. So
you guys are going to hear microtransactions and gamification. Those are the big things when it comes to this.
But will people know what that is?
Yeah, younger generation knows exactly what it is. You play an online game, you know, to microtransaction. You want to buy a sword, you want to buy a gun, you want to buy a new skin. It's a dollar here, 50 cents there. It keeps people interested, but it also, after a while, you start to realize, how much money am I spending?
Right.
How much am I making? You watch what happens, just like with the meme stock. I think things are going to change, and it's going to be good, and I think at times it'll be problematic. All right, speaking of problematic, the western states in certain areas are struggling. One state in particular, we'll call it the Potato State, is having some serious, serious issues. Lowest vaccine rate, I think, in America. Coming up straight ahead, our good buddy, the third wheel of this program that's not named Becky and or Peter Seymour, Alex Stone from NBC News, joins us. This should be very interesting. We talk to him straight ahead.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
We need to figure out some way to speak to these people on a larger scale, because our vaccine rates in Idaho are so low that we're never going to achieve any type of normalcy with the way things are going.
That is Brad Bridgeford. He is a nurse practitioner out there in Idaho. Joining us now, ABC News, and yes, the other part of the massive, incredible show that is Gatos and Chad Show. It's Alex Stone from ABC News. And Alex, their rates are extremely low, and their hospitalizations are through the roof. What's happening in the Potato State?
Yeah, so not good. It was a big deal last week when the Republican governor came out and said it's really bad. And if people didn't do something really quickly, that they were going to be in a bad place, and that for the first time ever, they would activate crisis care in Idaho, and that then the treatment would be at levels that most people wouldn't expect, and that hospitals couldn't take it anymore. This was Governor Brad Little only a couple of days ago saying, listen, we got to get better, and that things are not good.
There are more Idahoans in the ICU with COVID-19 than ever before. The vast majority of them are unvaccinated.
Well, today he had to do it. They are now activating crisis care, meaning that care for hospital patients is going to be below the standard that you or I going to the hospital would expect it's going to be. And he says they've got no choice.
We've reached a point in the pandemic we have not been before.
So here's the deal. It means that ICU beds will now and can, depending on what doctors think that they need to do, will go to the most likely to survive instead of the most severely sick of the people who need them. You think, you know, you go to the hospital, and if you're the most sick, you're going to get an ICU bed. No longer. In some places like Coeur d'Alene, it's going to be, well, who likely is going to survive this? And if they're going to survive, then they jump the line for that ICU bed beyond the people that may not. Conference rooms, classrooms can be used as hospital beds. Life-saving equipment, same thing. If it's oxygen, if it's a ventilator, if they are running short on them, they'll say, well, they're not likely going to survive, so we're going to have to give it to somebody who will. So really tough decisions under critical care that now are going to have to be made. And at the hospitals, they say it's still really tough.
When we get short on certain supplies, oxygen or ventilator equipment or what have you, that may require us to make some tough decisions about who gets what when.
Yeah, and this doc in an Idaho ICU saying it's really bad in her ICU.
We don't have to have these patients in our ICUs. Every single patient that I've seen in the intensive care unit has been unvaccinated, and they're also younger.
That means a lot, that she's got an overwhelmed ICU and everybody's been unvaccinated who she's seen. So just some numbers for you guys real quick, that normally in Coeur d'Alene they have one critical care nurse for every ICU patient. Right now it is one nurse for every six patients in the ICU. They're putting COVID patients into a conference center because they're overwhelmed. ER's going into the lobby. And then today, the Department of Defense sending in some help into a Coeur d'Alene hospital of 14 nurses, four doctors, two respiratory therapists to help out. Really, though, where, you know, for so long, a lot of people have said, well, if they're not vaccinated, it's their fault. Yeah, but the hospitals are now full, and the hospitals are saying if you get into a car crash, if you get into a jet ski accident, if you have a heart attack, a stroke, there's no room at the inn. That they have now overwhelmed the hospitals, and yeah, there's no room for you. You will get into that critical care situation, and now the vaccination rates being so low, it's impacting everybody.
Alex Stone from ABC News talking about the crisis care that was activated. First time ever in Idaho, because people don't want to get vaccinated. and then they're landing in a hospital. Yeah, but what you just said at the end there, you could have someone who went and did their duty, got vaccinated, and has a stroke or has a heart attack, and they go to the hospital, and you've got some selfish, unvaccinated person taking up a hospital bed, and they can't get the other person who just had the heart attack in. It's unbelievable and so unnecessary at this point. It's almost like the vaccine doesn't exist, because it's like we're worse off now than we were last year. We still have a ton of people that are going into the hospital. They're all unvaccinated, and they're all taking up a bed, and they just don't care about the doctors and the nurses and the other people. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that we heard from the doctors today at Kootenai Health, which is the big hospital in Coeur d'Alene, they said they're really worried right now because vaccination rates are so low, and kids in Coeur d'Alene just went back to school a couple of days ago, that they think it is bad now. They think based on the pediatric cases that the country is seeing right now, and then not only the kids getting sick, but then spreading it to unvaccinated family members at home, that it's going to get a lot worse in about 2 or 3 weeks from right now. Did they say they're bracing? That's why the DOD sent in resources today with kids around and the spread that they're seeing in Idaho. And the doctor said there is zero mitigation effort underway in the schools in Idaho. They're not wearing masks. They're not socially distancing. And the adults aren't vaccinated. That they fear that this is about to really blow up in their faces. Oof. In Idaho.
Real quick question. What is their vaccination rate? Because they talk about it being one of the lowest in the country. It's well under 50%, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I believe it's around 41%, somewhere around there. I don't have it in front of me right now, but some of the numbers that I had seen, that they were looking around that number. But it's a lot lower than the national average, a lot lower than what's around them. One number I'm seeing right here, 39.5%. So, yeah, right around there.
Crazy. Alex Stone, is always good to talk to you, my man, ABC News. And I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. That is the potato state. So,
hey, Chad, yeah? Is there a point where you say, if you're that bad in Ohio, excuse me, Idaho,
yeah,
if the hospitals are totally overrun, do you just say we can't take you if you're unvaccinated?
There may be, you know.
We're going to save a bed for someone who wants to save themselves. And you didn't want to save yourself by getting the vaccine, so we don't have a bed for you. At this point, you may have to do that. There are other states that are thinking about doing that, too.
Yeah. You know,
unfortunately.
It's interesting. You have to temper that with the fact that, remember, you're sworn, right? You take an oath, and you're sworn to do no harm, and it feels like you're making a moral judgment when the reality is, you know, could you do the same thing if you saw somebody who came in and they were committing a crime, and you're like, or somebody who's a meth head, and you're like, I'm going to save them so they can go die tomorrow? You don't want to be in that. And what about somebody who can't have it because of, like, my son's aunt, because she can't have the vaccines, the vaccines
that
are available.
So that's a different story.
And they're going to run into stuff. So it's going to be tough, but the rationing care, I think you're going to see in the way that they're going to be making judgments, and that triage-like thing, I think, is going to be in certain parts of the country. Other parts, I mean, here, we're just talking about it. Our ICU, even though our cases have been up, our ICUs really aren't crushed right now, and it's the lowest point we've had coronavirus wise since the pandemic. And so some states are having it worse than others, and they're getting it later where they didn't really feel the crunch 8 months ago or a year ago. So who knows? All right. Facebook, if you're on it, you're usually fighting with a cousin or an aunt about something. And I will tell you this right now. This is something that's very interesting. Could they be part of the problem when it comes to said endemic pandemic? We shall discuss. It's the Gattis and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gattis and Chad Show.
So Facebook, we talked to Betty about it yesterday, right? Like what, you know, the tennis players were saying, and so many people are saying, is that it's, you know, they wish it was never invented. And Facebook was invented to, you know, yeah, and keep up with my friends, maybe see some of my old high school friends or whatever, you know, connect with family. But now it is a den of evil and insanity at times. And Make sure you check out our Facebook page if you guys can. That'd be fantastic. but is it, Gatos, making this pandemic, endure a little bit longer than it should?
Yep. Misinformation got 6 times more clicks on Facebook than posts containing factual news. And it's one of the reasons that I can't stand Facebook. It's the misinformation out there. It's the stupid meme that somebody sees, and then they say, oh, maybe I shouldn't get the vaccine because I don't want a quarter or a nickel to stick to my head.
Yeah.
And they believe it. So, you know, and it's sad that they believe it. But I think the virus that is worse than COVID is social media. We're nasty to each other. We rip each other. We tell each other, I want you to die. You should die. I mean, that's all over the place. That's what everybody does on social media. It's just pathetic. And now you're reading all this misinformation. I mean, you know, Facebook is hot garbage, man.
It is.
It really is.
It is. You know, at times it is a massive dumpster fire, and it's not fun. And that's why you guys need to go grab the Gatos and Chad Show podcast, because it's awesome. It's simple. It'll make you feel better and happier about your life. It is free for you. iPhone, Android. Subscribe right now. You're never going to miss any of it. Brought to you this week by your Valley Chevy dealers. All right, the former governor of the great state of Arizona. She's going to join us straight ahead. We'll call her Jan Brewer. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.